The bill shortens the amount of time the Department of Natural Resources has to review permits, but it also goes beyond that. If the DNR doesn't meet the new deadlines, Elkhorn Republican Senate sponsor Neil Kedzie says the permits would be automatically granted.
It's called presumptive approval, where if you don't complete your homework in the given timeline, you know, shame on you, is what it comes down to.
But critics say that's a big shift in policy, from an emphasis on preserving public resources to an emphasis on serving what the DNR now calls its customers. Trumpolo Democrat Chris Dano says that if you couple that presumption with the huge number of vacancies within the department, it's easy to see how some permits will get automatically okayed.
What it smells like to me is it's a good way to say, yeah, we're going to not adequately staff you, you can't handle the permits, they're automatically granted. I'm sorry, I'm a cynic about some of this stuff. I've only been here a term and a half, but it gets not hard to get cynical down here that that's what we're up to. You short staff them, then guess what? The permits automatically flow on out because they kind of overflow.
The plan also rewrites Wisconsin's laws for lakeside property owners that cover things like how big someone can build a pier. Environmentalists say that piece of the bill would let property owners drastically alter shorelines, eliminating wildlife habitat in the process. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.